Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday morning, August 29th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, why you shouldn't try and pull a Burger King and minimizing the damage of lost credit cards. With news that Burger King is acquiring Tim Hortons and moving to Canada, many people may think they can pull a Burger King and relocate to our neighbor to the north to save on taxes. MarketWatch reporter Katie Hill says, it may not work in your favor, though. First of all, in Canada, you get taxed when you become a resident, not a citizen like here in the U.S.
So just to begin with, you have to basically take all these weird foreign tax credits and exclusions just so you don't get double taxed. Immediately moving to Canada, you've got a complicated tax situation.
Next, people who live in states with no income tax would take home much less pay in Canada.
Canadian taxes in their provinces tend to be higher because they have, you know, universal health care for one reason, so they tend to tax you higher.
It's a bit of a crapshoot if you live in other states like California or New York with higher tax rates, but if the income tax won't get you, the sales tax certainly will.
Basically, there are sales taxes at the federal level and the state level, so you end up paying 12 to 15% on your purchases.
And while Canada does not have an estate tax like we do in the U.S., your estate may be subject to capital gains taxes. And wealthy Americans who now live in Canada could face taxation on other levels, too. Canadian capital gains tax, U.S. and Canadian income tax and retirement plans and deferred compensation, U.S. federal estate taxes, and your state estate taxes. Bottom line, experts say a move up north requires a lot of extra financial planning. If a thief gets a hand on your credit card, could you quickly stop the damage? You can with the following tips from Credit.com's Adam Levin.
Short of putting your credit card in a safe the moment it arrives, there's absolutely no way you can be sure it won't be used fraudulently. So your best hope is to quickly detect fraud activity. We recently heard from a woman who discovered that digital alerts can save the day. She'd enrolled in a program offered by her credit card company that alerted her by email anytime her Visa card was used for a purchase of $200 or more. She could have set the limit at zero. She could have also had text messages. For two uneventful years, every notification she received simply confirmed transactions that she herself had made. But one day, she was notified of a mysterious charge for $437. She immediately contacted her credit card company. Turns out, the charge was made in person for a jet ski rental on a beach in California. Only problem? She wasn't in California, and she hadn't rented jet skis. She's not sure what happened. She's always been very careful with her accounts and is grateful that she was notified quickly so she was in a position to do something about it. It can happen to anyone. Here are some simple precautions you can take. Try to avoid letting your credit card out of your sight. Make a chip and PIN card your preferred credit card. They're much harder to clone, but they can't prevent you from being compromised if you use them online. Monitor your credit card accounts closely. Sign up for transactional monitoring like the woman in our story, and check your accounts daily for any indication of abuse. It's worth doing all of this because when you become a victim, it's not over until you report the credit card fraud. Closing an account is easy, but cleaning up your credit report and dealing with a low credit score while you undo the damage can take time. I'm Adam Levin. Visit us at Credit.com and learn how to take control of your credit.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.